Doug Steffen Good Day Hall of Fame features Doug Steffen. The things that also features the things that you're going to be talking about, or I predict that you're going to be talking about a lot of the things we'll cover during this next few minutes, the next hour, the next several hours. Help yourself. I've already been into it for a couple of hours with a lot of things in the air and on the air. This is not a visual medium, although sometimes people think they know, all right, this is what he looks like, or this is what she looks like, this is how they think. It comes from the same place. That is, what you think people look like, how you think they think. I'm more interested in what you think. How about it if we get into something that I think you'll consider, many of you, if not most of you, to be good news? The good news comes from Missouri. Missouri today, on some people's parts, celebrating the override of the veto of Governor Jay Nixon to enact the state's first income tax cut in 100 years. The state's top tax rate on personal income will decline from 6% to 5.5% in stages. Starting in 2017, the top tax rate starts at a taxable income of $9,000. Missouri will also become the third state to offer a special business income deduction on personal tax returns. The tax returns, however, come with a caveat. They happen only if Missouri's tax revenues grow at least $150 million above the highest point over the last 3 years. State officials estimate approximately 2.5 million households will see their income taxes reduced. Hundreds of thousands of people involved in business partnerships, limited liability corporations, or individual business ventures would benefit from the 25% deduction for personal income reported on personal tax returns. So, Jennifer, if you are running a business, the business that you and your family run in California, if you are running it in Missouri, you would see a tax decline. When's the last time? I don't know if you go through all of this material.
Not until recently.
So that's right. So you weren't always a part of the business side of your business, or that business side. You were a side of
the marketing side of things.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So in terms of what you're making each year, has it increased? Has it decreased? Stayed about the same? How have you looked at, what would you say, the last 3 or 4 years, what the trend has been in your
The taxes
business?
Have gone up. Oh, definitely. Our
your
corporate taxes, yes.
Yeah. All right. So have they gone up because you made more money, or just because the state of California?
Not because we've made more money.
All right. So see how much better off. See, this is how smart they are in Missouri and other states as well that would enact this sort of thinking. You would bring people like you, and there are a lot of people like you, a lot of families who run businesses like you, who unless they have really strong ties to California, are moving out.
Everybody's moving out. Texas has done an excellent job.
Good marketing job.
Of recruiting businesses from California to just leave, to pick up shop and leave town.
Yeah. Well, that's what's going to happen. It's happening here in Massachusetts as well. People are just fed up, and I think that that's good news. It's a sign. I was talking to somebody yesterday as I was had become Farmer Doug in the afternoon, as I normally do when I was visiting some of the fields, some of the areas that I would probably work this summer as far as hay is concerned. And I was talking to a lady who said, yep, we're very upset here. My family wants a revolution, and it's coming. And I think that she's right. In a revolution in thinking, action, whatever it is. But these sorts of things, the Missouri legislature gets what most people are thinking. I've been involved in the, and I'm a town meeting member here in Framingham, and we've had for the last 2 weeks a discussion, always the discussions are about what it is that we need to have for services, what do we want to have for services, what can we pay for services. So the state of Massachusetts allows for a 2.5% increase in the budget every year in towns, cities, and the state. So let's say if your tax base was $100 million last year, you could, according to state law that was enacted as a voter referendum, this was not done by the legislature, something like this would never be done by the legislature, but the Prop 2.5, that is about 20 years ago, went in. And so the budget could increase from $100 million to $102.5 million. Every year it would go up 2.5%. The town of Framingham has said, no, we're not going, and they have pushed this budget. They've had 2.5%. They have overrides of 2%, 4% that have been proposed. Some have been enacted and some haven't. But instead of having the allowable 2.5% increase, the town has voted to keep it to just over 1% for the next 3 years. And then on top of that, an example of how the town meeting works, we have an elected town meeting. It isn't just everybody goes. But last night, a budget item came up for a study and a planning. This was an amendment to a vote in the budget for $260,000 to design a portion of a building that would house the things that are used in town to build the roads and fix the sewer and all of the things. And we turned it down. It was it was interesting because the night before, it's coming out of two budgets or two divisions. So it was $130,000 in one department and then $130,000 in another department. And the $130,000 was voted down the last night, the night before last. And then somebody who had been a town employee that's now a member of town meeting proposed not only to enact the $130,000 that was part of plan, the second part of that plan, but to add the $130,000 that had been thrown out the night before, put it together, went up and went boom down. So they they had a chance of getting $130,000 the second night because people thought, well, that may be acceptable for a design, but everybody thought $260,000 was crazy. Instead, they got zero, zip, nada, nothing, and that's because at some point people just say enough. You've pushed this thing too far. And I think you'll see a lot more of that. I think it's just a drop in the bucket. We've knocked off a couple of million here and there. But the town still will spend $254 million to operate itself in the next year. It's a lot of money. It's $250 million. A lot of money. And the way I look at it, whenever something comes up whenever anything comes up, I always put it in the perspective of how much the average taxpayer pays, multiply that times whatever the bill is. So the average taxpayer in Framingham, average real estate tax bill is about $6,500. So if that's the case and you're going to save, let's say, $260,000, that's 40 tax bills. And, I mean, that's 40 residents. That money can be used for something else. The roads in Framingham are deplorable. And they're now working on them and say, well, we only have $4 million to fix the roads. Well, now you got $300,000, $400,000 more if you want it because we'll give you that money to fix the roads. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right, anyway. So a lesson in government as we start our day here on Good Day. Now let's have a lesson in what to do for your mom. How have you and your mom gotten along over the years? Are you somebody who is the victim? And I put this lovingly because Jennifer's kind of like this. Jennifer's mother spoiled her.
No.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, she did.
Yeah, she did. You're an only child. So your mother's spoiling you. How about we turn the tables around on your mom and you spoil her?
I do. I try.
All right. Well, here's the way.
I do.
I have a new and better way for you to spoil your mom with berries and flowers. You can spoil her twice. This is a one-day-only offer. Ready?
Ready.
Send your mom a beautiful bouquet of flowers, and on the very next day, have freshly dipped strawberries delivered from Sherry's Berries. That's only today, $39.99. She will not believe what you have done for her. She won't see it coming. It'll be a great surprise. Berries dipped in white milk and dark chocolate. Flowers, beautiful, classic Mother's Day flowers. All you do is you go to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com, say it again, Doug, berries.com. Click on the microphone and type in Good Day, or you call 866-FRUIT-02. But if you visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com, you'll be able to see all the things you can choose from. Click on the microphone in the top right corner. Type in Good Day at berries.com. This offer good for today only. She will be talking with all of her friends about this cool one day. Well, she's not going to know it's a one day offer, but the cool bouquet of flowers. They come on the first day, and the next day she has the dipped strawberries. $39.99 using Doug in the microphone. Not Doug, but Good Day in the microphone, right hand corner. Type in good day. This is a wonderful opportunity. Don't let it pass you by. BERRIES.com. Code good day.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advanced Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
It's springtime, which only means one thing. It's Guitar Center's Spring Clearance Event. That's 11 days of prices so low they can't even advertise them. I'm talking guitars, amps, drums, recording, and DJ gear. You name it. Plus, there are price reductions on millions of dollars of inventory across every single department they've got. But it's different in every store, and there's limited availability. That means if you want to find your perfect instrument, you need to get down to a Guitar Center now through May 18th. Guitar Center's Spring Clearance Event, in-store and online.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit SageConfidence.com.
Spring is here and everything is blooming just outside your door. But inside, there are lingering household smells that you can't get rid of. Make those foul odors magically disappear with Citrus Magic Air Freshener. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener naturally absorbs odors and leaves a clean, fresh scent. It's the perfect fresh air solution because it just doesn't cover up odors, it eliminates them. Try a free sample. Call 877-344-7724 today or go to citrusmagic2014.com. Look for Citrus Magic Air Freshener at your favorite retailer and bring those spring scents into your home. Call today for your free sample. 877-344-7724. Citrus Magic Air Freshener is available as a long-lasting solid or an eco-friendly non-aerosol spray. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic Air Freshener. Call right now for your free sample. 877-344-7724. Or go to citrusmagic2014.com for your free sample.
Brought to you by Citrus Magic Air Fresheners. Call 877-344-7724 for a free sample of Citrus Magic Air Fresheners. I think I do that myself.
You need some today, huh?
Yeah. I wasn't even thinking about the implications. I have not slept very much since the last you heard my voice yesterday. What is this, the 10-year, what do you call it when it's a 10-year anniversary of something?
It's a 10-year anniversary.
10-year anniversary of my last visit to the gastroenterologist. A colonoscopy.
You're a brave
today,
man.
Yeah, today it's another visit for a colonoscopy and an endoscopy. So I've been drinking that magnesium, whatever that gluck is.
Delicious. Breakfast champion.
Yeah, right, exactly. So if I disappear for a few minutes, Richie, you'll understand why.
We'll find you.
21 after.
Plus.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
On the Wishing Well. Number one song this week in 1988, done by Terrence Trent D'Arby. Who remembers this song? Richie, you remember this
song?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Me. I used to sing it a lot when I was a kid.
What's the theme here, Jen?
I don't know. It's just a good pop hit.
That's it? Yeah. All right. Pop hits we like. We like
back
memories.
That whole Thompson Twins. And,
yeah.
You know, just good kind of
poppy stuff.
Alties.
Yeah. The 80s music was more reminiscent of real pop stuff, I think. It was out of the disco era, and the flavor of pop music had changed a bit. I think it was... That was something that was...
The alternative music had kicked in by this time, and everybody was kind of taking their own flavor of that.
Yeah. Hi, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. At this point in time, during this hour of the Good Day program every day, we have one or two or three or four representations of late night humor, courtesy of the, I don't know if I'd call them community, the comedians. I guess they like to think of themselves as comedians. Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman, and Mr. Seth Meyers up here on Good Day.
Michael Jordan's in the news. Did you hear this? In a new biography, Michael Jordan says that as a kid, he saw so much racism that
Conan.
He began to hate, quote,
all white people.
Conan's
fine.
Jordan said he only started to feel compassion for white people after watching them play basketball.
Jimmy Fallon up next here.
Some residents in Toronto want the city's public library to pull the Dr. Seuss book Hop on Pop. Because they say it encourages children to use violence against their fathers. Well, we did some digging here at the Tonight Show, and it turns out there are some other Dr. Seuss books that seem to encourage other bad habits.
Really?
That's true, yeah. Let me take a look at a few of these. First, there's Green Eggs and Hangovers. That's not good. Here's another one. It's called Horton Hires a Hoe.
Horton Hires a Hoe?
Next, there's The Cat with the Tat. He has a lower back tattoo. Then we got Are You My Dealer? I mean, I don't even know. This couldn't really exist. And finally, we have there's one spliff, two spliff, red spliff, blue. Wait, what were we talking about?
There it is. So I have a hard time. He says Jimmy Fallon, The Tonight Show. The two don't seem to go together.
I think he is. Jen, what do you think? I think he is the future of late night television.
I think he's doing a great job. He's the future, but I still miss Jay.
David Letterman sure is not the future of late night television.
No.
And then there's our good friend, the mayor from Toronto, Rob Ford. Rob Ford, who is, I guess, the official. I'm not a mental health professional.
Uh-huh.
But I think he's been diagnosed as being cuckoo. And he's admitted to using, buying, and smoking crack cocaine, but it's all because he gets so drunk he can't help himself.
That's his excuse.
He's so drunk. Anyway, He wanted to go to rehab, and he tried to go to rehab facilities here in the United States. He was turned away at the border. Rob Ford at the United States-Canadian border, turned away at the border. Justin Bieber gets in. They turn this guy away, but Justin Bieber gets in. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not much
there,
yeah.
All right, Seth Meyers, let's see what he has voting well.
He's growing on me a little.
Richard Branson, we all know Richard Branson. Richard Branson has announced plans to develop a new type of plane that could fly from New York to Tokyo in 1 hour. 1 hour. Apparently, the engines are powered by human screams. Also, the bad news, it still takes an hour and a half to deplane.
Yeah, there are. He's big on this, the Virgin Galactic, the essence of going up in the... This is a real, by the way, a real idea. The plane would be supersonic, takes off pretty much like the old Concorde did, subsonic, and then flies up to well over 110 to 120, some 140,000 feet, and then whoosh, bingo, maybe even higher than that. So it would be very interesting to be able to take a flight on that puppy, don't you think? How much would it cost? Ooh, 28 after the hour on Good Day.
This is your Both Sides Minute today with Eric Erickson and Jonathan Alter. Coming right up, is it good or bad that the NYPD has stopped general surveillance of Muslim communities?
Hi, I'm Alicia Keys. HIV is a women's issue, and we're not talking about it enough. Of the more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S. today, 1 in 4 is a woman. And as mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends, many of us have loved ones who've been affected. And even if you don't think you know someone, I bet you do. Go to Greater Than AIDS on Facebook so we can break the silence, start the dialogue, and tell me how you are empowered to make a difference. Together, we are empowered.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Erickson and Alter. The New York Police Department has stopped general surveillance of the Muslim community. Is this a sign the country is calming down after 9/11?
Surveying an entire community just seems a waste of police resources. You know, I think you've got to look at the fact patterns and behavior of individuals, not at whole communities, in law enforcement settings. And profiling gets a very bad word, and we can all agree racial profiling is a bad thing, but I think should be able to agree that when you see people buying large amounts of fertilizer, a Ryder truck, an explosive, maybe these people should be profiled.
I agree that there was an overreaction in some cases after 9/11, but if you look at the history of keeping New York safe, the NYPD, which got very much into the counterterrorism action, has been very effective. There was a book by my old colleague Chris Dickey called Securing the City that tells the story of how NYPD was in many cases more effective than the federal government at making sure that we didn't get hit again. So I don't want them to pull back all the way. Obviously, mindless surveillance of people where there's no reason to be suspicious is to be avoided, but there are other cases where I hope their surveillance continues.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Eric Erickson and Jonathan Alter.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Join me and the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach for a free health lecture this Friday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Woodlands Auditorium in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Come meet me at 3 p.m. during the Natural Health Expo before the evening lecture. Visit youwillfeelbetter.com or call Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160 for information and registration.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Stephen and the Good Day Gang, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Kenny lurking about there somewhere. I haven't seen any indication that we have Roberta with us today, but I haven't looked through all of the material that I normally would look through in order to figure out what the hey, what's going on.
It'll be like a surprise.
Hey, what do you say? I don't know that she's going to be with us, but that's all right, Jennifer.
I'll do my best to be your sole good day girl today.
Yes, well, that's fine. You have been that. You have been the soul and inspiration for a long time of many of the things that we have done here on the Good Day program. The Katie Couric, big news in the television world for those of you who like morning television and like Katie Couric with Matt. It looks like that's a fait accompli, and I'm going to guess that that's not going to be good news for anybody else who wanted to be in that chair, because once she gets back there, everybody gets comfortable. I don't think she's leaving.
Yeah. Never take vacation in radio and TV.
She's going to be staying right there.
Do you think that'll save the ratings for the show?
I think it'll put it back to where it was. Yeah, there's been a lot of push-pull back and forth. CBS does not have a really competitive program, but ABC does.
CBS is the one, yeah.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, I think so. So the role of Katie Couric on the Doug Stephan Good Day program today is being played by me, as I'm going in for a colonoscopy in a few hours. And I'm reading, for those of you who have done this, you have my sympathy, and I may have had this conversation 10 years ago when I went in to do it before. I don't much
you
remember
feel good,
anything.
Though? Empty and clean?
I don't feel good. I don't feel bad. I feel like I have to go. And yeah, that's pretty much.
And that's the worst part of the whole thing. The actual procedure is
procedure
deal.
Sleep. Yeah. I'm going to have it from both ends. I'm going to get a colonoscopy and I'm going to get an endoscopy. And I'm looking at this bottle of magnesium citrate.
Now, are you done drinking it, or
no,
is there still
I'm drinking
more?
It. As I'm on the air, I'm drinking it.
Oh, Doug.
I have to drink
another
bottle.
That's what they make sick
bottle.
Days for. Hey, Jen, Rich, can you fill in for me today?
Yeah. Shouldn't you be done drinking it already?
No, it was supposed to be, I had a bottle yesterday afternoon, a bottle last night, and I'm having a bottle this morning.
What time is your procedure?
Noontime.
So they told
Lord,
me
to be done. I'm looking at the piece of paper here. It says drink it 4 to 5 hours before the procedure, the last bottle. So that's what I'm doing.
There you go.
And I'm looking at this, trying to figure out what it is that makes this taste as horribly as it does. Is it the magnesium? I take magnesium capsules all the time. And it's a citrate, so it is lemon or some kind of citrus, orange, you know, something. I just, woof.
There is a piece of audio, Rich, that you might be able to find. Bill Cosby does a little comedy thing about having his first colonoscopy. I have never cried so hard in my life.
Yeah. Richie, see if you can find that.
If you can find it, Rich, it might be worth it since this is the theme for Dougie today.
All right, let's get back to the news of the day, the issues of the day. Does the government plan to regulate talk radio? Listen to this. There's a report this morning, Richie, in the Washington Examiner that government officials are not happy with the success of programs that are run by right-wing hosts, like Sean, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, who limits the usual attack. Even,
sure.
Excuse me, I see. Sorry. Matt Drudge is mentioned in this article as well. So there are some on the left who are trying to get people to think in terms of regulation.
Sure.
By ending a media exemption from federal election laws. The Federal Election Commission chairman, a guy named Lee Goodman, says in the article in the Examiner, quote, "The right has begun to break the left media monopoly." So there's an admission that the left has had a media monopoly for a while. And so the focus has been on news media outlets like the internet and other places where people can go get their own information. There's a Newsmax focus here. And he says, "I sense that some on the left are starting to rethink the breadth of the media exemption and internet communications." In other words, what I have and many other people have said for a long time, there is no control in the internet, but this bunch is going to really try hard to regulate what they can't really regulate on radio and or television, because you have a choice. Well, hello, you have a choice on the internet, don't you? Yeah, you have a choice in any circumstance. You go where you want to go, you read what you want to read, you watch what you want to watch, you hear what you want to hear, or you turn it off. Or you go away or throw the newspaper or magazine away. What is there in these people's minds, and maybe it's an easy answer, that gets them to come around to think that they can get away with, because that's really what this would be. This would be a coup. Get away with regulating. And this was, you saw the FCC try to do this earlier this year with their so-called, it was a benign, we just want to see how they get their news in the newsroom or the local newspaper.
With community oversight groups.
Right. So if they can control your mind, they can control your pocketbook.
Well, they're trying to control our minds now, in a manner of speaking, because they, whoever they are, you make up your mind who you think they are, but the essence of what goes on in school. And I found out last night, I was talking to Richie earlier about town meeting. I don't know if you had come into the studio or not yet. The vote in town meeting to knock off a few things from the budget, which hasn't been something that traditionally we've done. This year we are. Cut the spending. So the scrutiny of the school budget came up because we are a level 3 system, which is not good. They only have 4, and we're level 3, trying to be level 2. But level one, those are the best school systems in the state. There are, I think there are 20 that are labeled as the best schools in the state. And they're all in the very expensive towns because there's a high tax rate and people expect to get good schools, yada, yada, yada. In Framingham, we have a high tax rate, but it doesn't go for this. It goes for things that don't speak well for the community because they've been let go for so long. Fix the roads, fix the bridges, fix the buildings, you know, that kind of stuff. Anyway, I just find it interesting when you pursue all of these things and you look at where the power is. The power is where the taxation and the money is. And I remember yesterday, Jennifer, we were talking. I don't think Richie was here. No, you were at a funeral yesterday. By the way, do I know who died?
My friend Joe's younger sister, 47 years old, heart attack.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Wow, is she overweight or anything? How was
but she had some issues that she was dealing with. So.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so the conversation. Why did I just? I'm so distracted by a 40-year-old woman. What was I saying when I went into that? Richie wasn't here yesterday.
I wasn't here yesterday.
No, so you didn't hear me discussing what I don't remember.
Town meeting.
Right. Was it town meeting yesterday? No, I don't think it was. All right. Well, anyway, I was taken back by Richie saying
that.
That's a shocker. A woman just lost my whole focus on what I was talking about.
That's a shocker.
It is. Yeah. That's horrible.
Take care of yourselves.
Yep, get a colonoscopy. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich or Jennifer at DougStefan.com. And you can email, well, no, I guess we're going to suggest, we're going to get Kenny on. Richie, you think there's hope for that?
There is hope for that, yes.
Okay, good, all right. Because I want people to send their Facebook.com comments, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Pukin' Putin is at it again. President Pukin' Putin softening his tone in the confrontation with the Western Europeans, I suppose the West in general, declaring that Russia has pulled its troops away from the border, calling for a delay of the Sunday referendum on autonomy in Ukraine's rest of East. Do you think that they've read the tea leaves and they figure they've pushed too hard and the people are going to throw them out?
No.
Okay. What's your theory?
The latest is that the separatists who are going to have the referendum this weekend have said, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Putin, but we're going to have it anyway. So I think what's going on is that Putin said, listen, I'm going to say that you guys shouldn't have this referendum, but you go ahead and say, we don't care what you say, Mr. Putin. So I think it's just all part of his game.
Really?
Yeah.
A setup, huh?
So they're going forward with the referendum to see whether they should secede from the Ukraine.
All right. Meanwhile, NATO says that they have no evidence yet that the pullback has taken place or is taking place. So is it a matter of, it's sort of the same old, it's the same old
thing. Everyone, him. Take one step back.
All right.
See, we have pulled back.
The unruly Russians.
Is that actual audio from the battleground?
Right. Yeah. I just got that.
Very good. And you're right on top of it, Richie. Good for you. 888-302-3684. Good morning. This is the Doug Good Day program with some advice. We have lots of bodily advice for you.
Today especially.
Today, yep. A lot of, stories. There isn't a week that goes by that Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who does this weekend program, we call it Good Day Weekend, we take medical questions, comments, calls from people it's a Saturday, done live Saturday morning from 7 to 9 Eastern time, and then it's aired in that real time or other times all around the weekend. I think, Richie, you got a number of times when there's replays and stuff people want to.
Yep.
So there, it goes by that we don't have a question about prostate issues. Heart issues we get every week. We don't even get cancer issues every week. We normally, heart things and prostate are the two things that people are questioning most because they're things that affect people the most. We all know heart disease, number one killer. Prostate cancer with men, if you get it early, it usually is a death sentence. If you get it later on, you're in your 80s, not much to worry about because it doesn't have the sustenance that it does. So the message here for the next few moments has to do with how you take care of your prostate. If you're not motivated to take care of yourself for health reasons, how about being motivated to placate the person that you're sleeping with? Because oftentimes people have prostate problems are waking up at night. Not the same kind of waking up that I had last night, but you're up. You gotta go to the bathroom. You don't feel you're not rested when you wake up in the morning. Never mind that. You go through your day and you're not really relieved. So the PT9 revolution presents itself. The experiences of people who have gotten onto this supplement, incredible. It's an natural 9-point prostate health formula that feeds your prostate so that it doesn't become a problem. And most assuredly, what it does is keep you from having to get up through the night and keep you solid during the day. PT9 has a lot of benefits. PT9, P is for prostate, T is for testosterone, 9 ingredients, healthy prostate, normal flow, and great relations with the person that you're sleeping with. Call 800-811-3790. Not exactly a good Mother's Day present. Maybe Father's Day it would be appropriate. 800-811-3790. And when you call that number, mention Doug Stefan, they give you a free bonus gift of Heart Factors Plus product, or you can order, you can turn it around if you want. You've heard us talk about Heart Factors Plus a lot on this program because it's really good for your heart and circulatory system. So you can order a regular 3-month supply of Heart Factors Plus and get an extra jar or a bottle of PT9, whichever you like. 800-811-3790. The important thing is to take action while you're thinking about it and be a hero when things get straightened out quickly. 800-811-3790. Feed your prostate with PT9.
We gave it back yesterday delivering meals.
I'm giving it back today by playing bingo.
I'm giving it back tomorrow by being someone's advocate.
Did you know many seniors who live alone or in nursing homes require daily assistance? Got an hour? Give it back. In 1 hour, you can visit an elderly neighbor, volunteer at a nursing home, or deliver a warm meal to someone in need. Learn more and search for volunteer opportunities in your community at giveitbacktoseniors.org. A message from the Aging Network Volunteer Collaborative.
Mother's Day is the second most popular occasion to give a gift of fine jewelry. Amanda Gizzi from the Jewelry Information Center shares some ideas to keep in mind while shopping.
When giving a gift this Mother's Day, you want it to be a lasting reminder of your love and appreciation, one that won't fade over time. With the gift of fine jewelry, she will be reminded of your love every time she wears it. With the proper care, its beauty will last for generations to come.
What are the top jewelry gifts this Mother's Day?
Bold, colored gemstones, non-traditional pearls, and personalized jewelry, especially those with engraving, are the top gifts this year. Start your Mother's Day shopping with a visit to your local reputable jeweler. Like a member of Jewelers of America, all members are committed to upholding high ethical standards and can help you find the perfect gift for your mom.
To find more Mother's Day gift ideas and a reputable Jewelers of America member near you, log on to JIC.org. That's JIC.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Cheers.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. It's time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boss beer, pretty Boston massive. Where's Boston?
Why are you playing this now?
I don't know. Oh, shoot. Why am I playing this? Where am I?
Hello.
Hello. Next hour, Richie. That would be very appropriate.
An hour from now, check
at this
in.
Time.
It's like,
yes.
I'm not ready.
You were just talking about TV stuff, and it just got my brains.
Well, I was interested in seeing that Neil Patrick Harris has posed naked for the cover of the Rolling Stone, save for a strategically placed top hat. Providing a bit of modesty. I think there's a bow tie in the picture as well, Jennifer.
There is. Have you seen it?
I have not seen it. I've read about it.
It's not as hot as I would hope it had been.
Well, I don't know that he's that hot. He's not really that hot,
is he? Attractive guy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he a buff guy? He looks kind of like a small little guy. He's from How I Met Your Mother, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's been
originally Doogie Howser, by the way.
Right, that's right. Doogie Howser, M.D. is what I remember him for. And the fact that he's hosted a lot of television programs very, very well. Some of these special award shows, he's very good.
Still think he could have replaced David Letterman.
Well, maybe.
Wouldn't that have been a good one?
Maybe he's too young, though, over at CBS. I don't know. And How I Met Your Mother, he's an NBC guy.
That's CBS.
How I Met Your Mother, CBS?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, okay. All right, I didn't realize that. He's also a Broadway guy and has played a lot. He feels
he's multi-talented.
Yeah, he is. He's very, very good. And I didn't realize he was 40. What does that say about Doogie Howser? How long ago was that?
Jeez. Hey, you know what? Let's not talk about that.
Well, that's kind of finding
it
interesting.
It.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. All right, so you want your picture on the cover of the Rolling? We could put you on there, Nate.
Sure.
With a top hat and a bow tie.
You're going to need a big top hat.
Big fat. Oh, yeah, there we go. Mr. Modesty. Very cute. Yeah, that's right. All right, meanwhile, I have to go back to visit the corner room here.
Mr. John.
51 after the hour on Good Day.
I got a freaky old lady named a cocaine kitty who embroiders on my jeans. I got my poor old...
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now, 53 after the hour, you have tuned into the Doug Steffen Good Day program just in time for Tech Talk time. In fact, today, Shelley Palmer gets us started thinking about a gadget that will assist you in your cookouts this summer. Richie, this is right up your alley.
So much so that I already have. What he's talking about?
Oh, really?
Yeah, the eye grill. I think he's going to talk about the eye grill.
The eye grill.
Eye grill. Well, I don't know.
This is very cool.
Eye grill. But I will help you find out about the eye grill. Why don't they call it the U grill instead of the eye grill?
They're trying to rip off the iPhone, iPad.
Because it's not,
It's
not
a U-phone. I think I know that, but it ought to be. Maybe it should be a U-phone instead of an iPhone.
And then after that, I'm going to tell you how I can open and close my garage with my iPhone now.
Really?
Very cool.
And can you use,
Rich is a dork, isn't he, Dougie?
Hold on a second. Does the iPhone cook your dinner, too?
Yes, grill? Absolutely does. I get the recipe. I
slap a steak on there and sizzle away.
Yep. All right. Stand by for all that cool information coming right up. It actually looks like it may be summer at some point this year. Keeping all of our fingers crossed.
It's springtime, which only means one thing. It's Guitar Center's spring clearance event. That's 11 days of prices so low they can't even advertise them. I'm talking guitars, amps, drums, recording, and DJ gear. You name it. Plus, there are price reductions on millions of dollars of inventory across every single department they've got. But it's different in every store, and there's limited availability. That means if you want to find your perfect instrument, you need to get down to a Guitar Center now through May 18th. Guitar Center's spring clearance event, in-store and online.
Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points, but they're more like
surprise
points because they're only good till May 14th. You can use
surprise
points at Kmart or Sears towards your qualifying purchases, like new spring dresses for a
surprise
stroll through the park, or a new grill for a
surprise
barbecue. Pretty surprising, isn't it? Kmart and Sears surprise points are valid now through May 14th. Hurry and check ShopYourWay.com to see your surprise points and shop today. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, summer is almost here, which means summer barbecues are almost here too. If you're planning to grill this summer, a new gadget called Perez will help you make sure that any and all meat you're about to throw on the grill is good to eat. Perez is an electronic nose that smells food to determine the quality, freshness, and nutritional value. And most importantly, whether it's fresh or hazardous to your health and if it carries a risk of food poisoning. Perez, which has companion apps on both Android and iOS, is the world's first portable electronic chronic nose, and it's extremely simple to use. All you've got to do is point Perez at the meat and click a button. The gadget then analyzes a sample of its gases for volatile organic compounds and ammonia. It will let you know in a few seconds whether or not the meat is good to grill. If Perez sounds like something you've got to own for the summer barbecue season, it's currently available for pre-order on Indiegogo. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Share fresh-picked flavors at P.F. Chang's with our new Chef Seasonal Menu, featuring inventive new dishes and handcrafted cocktails. Savor our seared ahi tuna with wasabi guacamole, featuring line-caught South Pacific tuna, or our vine-ripened heirloom tomato salad. And for dessert, enjoy our light and delicate ginger panna cotta with fresh strawberries. This Mother's Day, simply purchase $50 in gift cards for Mom and receive a $10 bonus card. Available at your local P.F. Chang's or online at pfchangs.com. See you soon.
I commute from Schenectady to Manhattan. It's about a six-hour round trip, but it's cool. My family loves Schenectady, and I love books on tape. It's a lot of time to spend driving alone. On the other hand, Schenectady is really close to the highway, so...
Life is a long drive. Make sure your car is along for the ride. Mobil Super Motor Oil is formulated to help prevent sludge and protect against wear. Mobil Super, for long engine life.
All right, so Richie and Jennifer and I are listening to what Shelley had to say. It wasn't at all what Richie thought it was.
The thing I have is called an eye grill, and you put the thermometer into the meat, and then it you have a Bluetooth connection to the thermometer, so you can walk around the house with your iPad or your iPhone, and you can see what the temperature of your meat is.
That is really lazy to have to use your iPhone to see what temperature your meat is.
The only time I use it is if I have a big piece, you know, like you're doing a roast or something like that.
Big piece of meat.
If I have a big piece of meat. But the other thing I got yesterday, I bought it at the Apple store, and it is a Wi-Fi connector that controls, it connects to your radio frequency of your garage door opener, and then you have an app that you download, and it opens. Because we had lost all of our garage door openers, so I didn't want to go out and buy anymore. So I went out and got this thing, and now everybody just has the app on their iPhone, and we come and go as we please.
That's very nice, Richie. You're going to be congratulated. Cool. Coming and going as you please.
You'll like be happy to hook
know.
This thing up.
No, I'm going to hook up. I have about 15 seconds that I can last before I have to hook up with...
Okay, we know you're getting a colonoscopy, all right.
Enough with the colonoscopy talk.
Really. You go take care of that.
This is colon talk on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.